brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Tuesday edition, the 15th day of December 2009. Here's the deal. I have a huge stack of vital information to cover today on every angle of the New World Order and what the hordes of criminals are doing through their corporate slash government combines. And we're going to be covering it all today. We're also going to have wide open phones throughout the full 4 hours. No guests today. In fact, we could have had some guests, but we shunted them aside for the day because I feel the calling of covering a ton of news, ranting about the New World Order, and taking your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And I really have gotten better when I do take calls, actually going to them. But today I'm going to take a lot. So this is your chance to call in with your point that you'd like to make. But be ready. Be ready to make your point, because the only way to take calls is for you to be brief and for your host, myself, to be brief as well, so we can get on to the next person, and it will create quite a mental stir in all of us. Very stimulating to have all these different points and angles and recesses of our planet being covered. I love spinning the wheel of fortune, reaching into the bag, the grab bag of callers, and having no idea what is going to be pulled forth from the maw. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I have, of course, the military expansion news. Netanyahu talking about striking Iran. Another headline here, U.S. to expand drone attacks into Pakistan's cities. Imagine just a foreign country flying over your nation saying, we don't need to declare war on you, we'll just bomb whoever we want randomly. And if we kill innocent people, so what? It's not terrorism when we do it. Meanwhile, they're only killing people that aren't paying their cut of opium money. They're not killing real Al-Qaeda or Taliban. You better believe they're on globalist payroll on record. Also, Al Gore's been caught another big lie on the whole climate gate front. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read headlines. And I've never been able to do this. Not in all my years on radio have I been able to just read the headlines and not stop and elaborate or comment on it. We shall see if I have developed in 14 years of talk radio, finally, the self-control to simply read headlines. I will give you a smattering of the headlines here. And then I will go to your phone calls and then detail all of this news throughout the broadcast day. But the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231 on this Tuesday, the 15th day of December 2009. Can you believe there are only 15 days left in December? Can you believe that 2009, that seems like it just began this morning, is very long in the tooth and has a great ponderous white beard rolling down over old man's knees as a new year, the baby, prepares to secrete itself as the planet begins to engage in another revolution around the sun that Al Gore and the UN says has nothing to do with heat.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go live with Live Radio right now on this Tuesday, the 15th day of December 2009 edition. We're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour today. And when I start the second hour, I'm going to play several video clips of what members of the United Nations IPCC do at press conferences when accredited press asks them simple questions about ClimateGate. Now, one of the same reporters who was grabbed and drug out for politely asking a question of one of the heads of the IPCC Friday, he has now gotten up to Al Gore and politely asked him about previous things Gore has said that have turned out to be false. And Al Gore's goons just assaulting. So these people are tyrants. And that is coming up later in the next hour. We will play those video clips for everyone and go over the true nature of these individuals. And I want to go back to the weekend, an article written for PrisonPlanet.com, furious reaction to sick editorial calling for global one-child policy dictatorship. This lady had agreed to do an interview that wrote the editorial for Canada's Financial Post and then actually backed out of the interview. But I want to go over that because we can't just let this die, the issue of China actually proposing at the Copenhagen event, the global government event, a global one-child policy, simultaneously with all these newspapers calling for the exact same thing. So that is going to be coming up later in the second hour. Let me just read over some of the headlines I have here, then I'm going to go to your calls throughout the four-hour broadcast today. Internet filter gets green light. The government is pushing ahead with its controversial plan to filter the Internet with, quote, Chinese-style censorship. That's in Australia. Democrats plan nearly $2 trillion debt limit hike. Ron Paul warns that nightmare big government health care bill will pass. Obama's safe school czars tied to lewd readings for seventh graders. That's putting it lightly. The real reason behind the Copenhagen walkout. Supreme Court ruling means torture could return. If ClimateGate is no big deal, why are questions about it met with an armed response? Again, I mentioned that. It dovetails with the latest assault on this gentleman for daring to ask questions of any of the globalists. On the subject of ClimateGate, African states end climate talks boycott. That was yesterday that for a few hours they staged a little walkout saying, look, this massively cuts our industrial base. The media is spinning it that, no, they want more money. No, that's not what it is. They've actually read what we've been talking about for a week and a half, the actual treaty that hasn't even been brought publicly forward yet, but is available, stating that the cuts are meant to destroy their industrial base. Deadlock threatens Copenhagen climate deal. That's today. So the deadlock is real. The walkout is continuing. China-India walkout on climate talks. Climate treaty would create new global agencies to transfer money and technology from U.S. and other developed countries to third world. That's not really true. It transfers them to the IMF and World Bank in their colonization operation. Also, Gore has said that ice may vanish in 5 to 7 years. Yes. And a giant asteroid from gobbledygook might strike the planet, and blood-drinking vampiric toads might crawl out of it and begin feeding us into blenders and making smoothies out of us. That could happen. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Maybe one out of 50 trillion. It's just completely made up. Remember, Al Gore 3 years ago said that by 2009, the ice caps were going to completely melt. It didn't happen. They aim cameras at glaciers that always run out to the sea and in the spring always break off and fall into the water, and they fearmonger and tell everyone that the world is ending. That's coming up. And he got caught lying. Times of London, the scientist who actually put out the report, is saying that that's not what he said. Inconvenient truth for Al Gore, as his North Pole sums don't add up. Also, the UN itself reports that natural disasters at a decade low in 2009, UN report from Reuters. Access to H1N1 vaccine easing as interest in shot wanes. Yeah, people won't take it. So they tried to create the artificial scarcity model, get everybody to panic and run out and try to get it like the latest wind-up gerbil or Cabbage Patch doll or Turbo doll. And we even had the CFR bragging that's what they did. A big report from Sybil Edmonds, it's up on Infowars.com, from Boiling Frogs. Secret reports, secret budgets, secret operations, secret courts, a secret government. So we'll be breaking some of that down. On the war issue, advisor trashes Blair over Iraq, calls him a sycophant to Washington. Meanwhile, the same sycophant gave a speech saying we must set up a global government and set up global taxes, or we're all basically dead. And that's coming up later in the broadcast as well. Continuing on the war front, U.S. to expand drone attacks into Pakistan cities. Times of London, Benjamin Netanyahu must decide whether to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, and is deciding right now. U.S. needs to tame debt soon, experts say. Reuters and the experts are all calling for a value-added tax and sales tax and income tax boost. And Obama agrees, and so do the Republicans, that we must have it. So see, and now Glenn Beck and everybody saying we must have new taxes. And you're a communist if you're against them. Yes, yes, yes. Don't let the liberals stop you from taxes. Be conservative. Salute Mao Zedong. Everything is the opposite of reality with these people. How about we not let the government that tripled under Bush and more than quadrupled in the first year under Obama, more than all presidents before him combined, $4 trillion deficit this year and growing, more than all presidents before him combined, with interest. And don't worry, I'm now a liberal, a commie, because I'm against increasing taxes. See, the public's all about labels now. You tell them, turning your guns in, drinking deadly fluoride to brain damage and sterilize yourself is conservative. Wearing Che Guevara t-shirts is conservative. You'd see conservatives all running around in Che Guevara t-shirts because they call it conservative. And now Glenn Beck, as usual, shows himself, along with Bill O'Reilly, wanting new taxes that we have to have. The liberals don't want it. Oh, well, if you don't want to be thrown in the briar patch, I'll be sure and throw you in there. Well, that's exactly where Briar Rabbit wants to go. You ever read the tale of Briar Rabbit and the briar patch? Hey, guys, I bet Wikipedia has a rundown of it. The story of Briar Rabbit and the briar patch. Will you search that and pull it up for me? I want to get the character straight. I remember my dad reading that story to me several times when I was a little kid and explaining to me how people try to manipulate others. I didn't really understand it at the time. Boy, I wish I learned all those lessons when I was young, but I guess you've got to go through it. Even though your parents try to warn you, try to teach you, you just have to experience it for yourself, don't you? Okay, that's just some of the news that I have in front of me today. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to suspend covering news for now. I'm going to play all those video clips and cover the news starting in the second hour today. But let's begin by going to your phone calls. Rick in Florida, first up, welcome.
Alex, it's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you, sir. Thanks for waking me up. Listen, I'm a beginning 9/11 truth activist, and I would this morning try to watch Loose Change, an American Coup, but YouTube is blocking parts 4 and 5. Could you explain why they're doing that? And I also want to ask you, can you update us on the 9/11 truth movement, the New York City Can Initiative? Where do we stand, and what's our next move? And
okay, let me answer that for you. I produced, because they asked for my help, Loose Change Final Cut. And we have that film available at Infowars.com. Loose Change American Coup has a nice voiceover by Daniel Sinjata, but really it's the first chapters that were cut out of with a few interviews. And I think it's fine and dandy, but I have nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with that. I know that against my wishes, some of the parties involved with Loose Change Final Cut did not want it free on the Internet. I did, and lobbied for it to be free. So I would imagine that they're taking those down, but I don't know. I mean, that's their decision. That's why I tend to just make my own films. Because it's good to just be – that's why you don't see my films in stores. I put a few films in stores, a few previous films, and then was pressured to not – have them available free. And I went back and reviewed and showed people the contracts that I had stipulated that I could still offer them for free. But I turned down deals with Universal Studios wanting to put my films out and offering me big amounts of money. More money than I've ever made put together in 1 year. And I said no, because I want to be able to offer them for free. You won't run into many people that can turn down millions of dollars on the contract. But I did. because having the films for free is what matters. That's why my films are all free on the Internet.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is it's a pleasure. It's my first time getting through, so
welcome.
You've been talking about the war drum being beat. And it is. I want to bring to your attention three articles that have been penned today. The head neocon, William Crystal, he penned an article in the December 21st, it's due out in December 21st issue of the Weekly Standard. It's a Nobel War speech that Obama laid the groundwork for a strike against Iran.
Yes, the neocons are all praising Obama, but of course they are. He's funded by the exact same Wall Street banks that funded them. He kept the same Secretary of Defense. It's just a huge, sickening betrayal and joke. But dumb liberals get to feel like they're in power, so now they love war and death and banker raping. And that's why they're going to lose everything they've got. And then when a Republican gets in office, Republicans won't care if they're corrupt and bad because they get to feel like they're winners and part of the power structure. And that's why we're in so much trouble.
And Congresswoman Ilina Ross Lethian of Florida penned "Hit Iran Where It Hurts." And as well as in the London Times, I believe, it was, the article is "Secret Documents Exposes Iran's Nuclear Trigger."
Yeah, just like there were secret documents with Iraq and the nukes that could destroy Europe in 15 minutes or 45 minutes could hit the U.S. or England, and yellow cake from Niger and WMDs and passports magically fall out of the towers and are found by the FBI, two of them proving that Al-Qaeda hit us on 9/11. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Good to hear from you, Joe. Yeah, they're beating the war drums. Tracy in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. Listen, it's been a while. I've talked to you a couple of times, but I think now's the time to ask, I don't even know if you know or not, but is there a group, are there people anywhere? We seem to think there's millions who know what we know and believe what we believe.
There are.
Well, I need a contact number, a contact point, an email, a website, something to get a hold of some of these people so that we are not alone. I'm alone.
Well, for about 3 years, for about 3 years, I've been trying just to get my operation built up, to have a big enough office to be set up to where I could set up a proper type of kind of meetup for people that love freedom and hate tyranny. And we are working on that now. But the biggest thing, sir, is if you just wear anti-New World Order T-shirts, if you just and walk around the streets of where you live, if you start a local website and you know, call it Patriot News / Your Town, I mean, if you do something like that, it will be an unstoppable force in your area, and that's how you're going to meet like-minded people. I get hundreds of emails a day, no exaggeration, asking me to be a matchmaker for people. I mean, I don't know my neighbors too well, much less who you're going to be hooking up with, so I can't play the part of matchmaker.
There's no, after all this time and with what's going on.
Build it. Tracy, how about you build it? We'll link to it.
Well, anytime one guy goes out to do something, unless he's a you, he ends with a SWAT team kicking his door in some morning.
Really? I haven't found that.
The next morning.
I haven't found that.
Well, it's not going to be you. They're not going to kick your door.
I mean, we outnumber the New World Order 1,000 to 1. Most people I've seen that have gotten started against the globalists have had great success. I don't think they're omnipresent, and the average cop is waking up as well. But listen, I appreciate your call, Tracy, and I hear your point. And I'm going to work even harder. Not because it is my job responsibility, but because nobody else is doing it to make sure that happens. And I've got a bunch of ideas, and I've just got to put them into place, and I got to crack some whips around here to get it done. Believe me. Believe me. And I am cracking the whip. But everybody then critiques me and says, well, Alex needs to do this. Well, Alex needs to do that. I'm trying as best I can. Sir, you're not going to save the world by yourself. You're not going to find any perfect silver bullet. Okay, and then I say, we'll start a local website, just a local news site with a liberty perspective, and you'll start getting emails and contacts. Go out and have a rally. You'll meet like-minded people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Alex Jones, this is Brent in Colorado. When are you going to have the InfoWarrior dating internet website? Us Info Warriors, we need to reproduce, man.
Can run on.
Come on now, help a brother out.
Long time.
Not
run
really.
On for a long time.
Yes.
Run on,
yes.
On for a long time.
I am planning to set up a system where you've got meetups for groups, organizations, dating the whole nine yards. But I got to crack the whip around here. We got to get focused on the projects. And, you know, I'm finally getting my new studio built. I built this studio in the last year, but an even bigger studio. I finally got super awesome bandwidth in here. Hey, Matt, what's the bandwidth that we have now? I know it's 60 megabits a second. It's a fiber optic cable, big around as your thumb. I'm told that's pretty powerful. What's that? I know, but the cable it's in is big. Is that all just guarding the human hair? So there's a bunch of fibers. So I was right. The cable coming in here is as big around as your thumb, or bigger. I know I can look at the cable and tell you it's big. So how many fiber optics are there in there? 40 or more. Boy, I tell you, we had to twist some arms and pay some money to get them to string that in here and put that in here. As Time Warner said, oh, you can have all the Roadrunner cable you want. Yeah, yeah. And as soon as we moved in here, oh, we're not going to give that to you. No, no one can have that on your street. So we were in here running off DSLs and T1s, a nightmare. A whole bunch of them coming in here. But now we have Death Star-level bandwidth, and I love it. I mean, it's when you're really grassroots and you really build it all yourself and you really do it all, it's hard. And I get these calls. Believe me, 4 years ago I knew we needed a social networking. 3 years ago, I started trying to put that plan into function, but making films, writing the articles, setting up the radio interviews, I mean, you just run out of time. And I get call after call after call after call after call saying, Alex, you need to do this. You need to do that. And I'll guarantee you, when I do set up social networking, it's going to say on there, at your own risk, because there's no way that it's going to be completely safe. Nothing is on the Internet. Nothing is in real life. And I guarantee you people are going to complain. I met this guy on your website, and he's a jerk. How dare you? But look, I understand that. Criticism doesn't bother me, other than the fact it bothers me that you criticize what we're doing when we are the leaders. And that isn't saying much, but we're the leaders in taking action. I mean, earlier I talked about how I have had several big distribution deals where I was sought out by major distributors, where it wasn't some made-up Hollywood deal. Most of it in Hollywood or in entertainment is a bunch of people around a table promising each other the moon, and then none of it happens 99% of the time. But no, I mean, I've had on paper more money than I have ever made combined, wanting to buy up my entire catalog of films and put them in stores. And I knew that Ventura had been paid $3 million a year for a 3-year contract on MSNBC. He thought it was a great deal. He signed it, but it said for the 3 years he couldn't do any other media unless they said. Then they laughed at him and said, you're not going on TV. We know you're anti-war. This is basically meant to shut you down. So when I saw something like that, I said, millions of dollars to not be able to get my films out free on the Internet. I mean, I could literally be in Maui right now in a mansion out there paddling around with my children. They would certainly like it a lot better. But no, instead I'm here. And I'm doing it my way. And believe me, the establishment doesn't like it. But I have been approached over and over and over again to sell out. I mean, in this case, I even told you that I was approached by Universal, their documentary division, and said, yeah, we want to buy your whole catalog. And it was just a super good deal, too. And you know, it wasn't them even trying to buy me off, probably. It was just, oh, these are popular films. We'll repackage these. We'll sell them. We'll put them out. And it was the best deal I ever got offered. 50% of profit. 50. Had the lawyers look at it. They said, this contract is unbelievable. Best thing we've ever seen. Best thing since sliced bread. I said, no. Now, for all you talkers out there, you ever turned down $2 million, $3 million, $5 million? You ever turned down a check for $5 million? You ever done that? You ever had major corporations offering you the moon and really can deliver it? Can you turn it down? Would you turn it down? Show that you could give your videos out for free and be screamed at and hated in the process, knowing that it was doing the right thing? I said, I'm going back to your calls, and I am. It's just that subject gets brought up of documentaries and films. We're changing the world, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I want to do. I want a better future for humanity. And that's why the establishment hates me. And that's why they try to pull me down through their COINTELPRO and say I'm not real. Because they know that if you model after what I've done and know that I am real and that you are real and that we can affect change together, and that if we discover we have power and that we can have victory, and that people learn that there are really heroes alive in the world, you're looking at one in the mirror. Look in the mirror. That's going to be the hero. You decide. You're it. You're all we've got. The big secret is it's not even hard to turn down all that money. Once you've stepped through to the other side of liberty and patriotism and freedom and telling the truth and being honorable, they could literally offer me $1 billion and I wouldn't even think about selling out. I've been offered TV show after TV show after TV show. And I don't mean Hollywood fakes calling up and offering me television shows. I don't mean talk. I mean contracts. And I've said no because I wouldn't have creative control over it. I've said no because it's, oh, we're going to offer you a show where you investigate Bigfoot and you get $2 million a year. How does that sound? We're ready to do this right now. And that is a way to torpedo what I've done. Oh, yeah, Alex Jones, he was good. He was fighting the New World Order. He was fighting the private banks. But now he's that big star on TV that investigates ghosts and goblins and hauntings and Bigfoot. I've been offered millions on paper to walk away from all this and go live in Beverly Hills and leave all of the FBI-infested patriot movement to chew each other's guts out. And the establishment can't stand it that I've never taken the bait. So what do? They have COINTELPRO come out and lie and say Genesis is owned by ABC. Total lie. That's like if you drive a Ford car, it's saying you are Henry Ford and wrote The International Jew. Because out of the five satellites we've leased, one of them was an ABC satellite. How do you think you get to radio stations? How do you think your cell phone talks to somebody? If you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, how do you think you talk to somebody in New York City? It's cheap. It's down to like $1,000 now. It was $5,000 a few years ago. Any of you could call. And anyone could go. I'll even give my COINTELPRO enemies ideas. You could go and go, oh, no, look, he's on all these satellites now. What does it even matter? What matters is my message is true. The information is powerful. The information is accurate. The information is authoritative. The information teaches you that you have power. Believe me, the establishment doesn't want you to know that. Anyone with a thimble of discernment knows this radio show is the real deal. But then there are lies that have no basis in reality. They have people come out and say, some Saudi Arabian owns Genesis. Complete, total lie. Get emails every day saying you must answer for this. Answer for what? Totally made up. They say on the internet that Ted Anderson owns some porno magazine called Genesis. Why should I respond to a complete lie? It says on the internet I'm a billionaire industrialist from Canada. Not true. Why should I respond to it? Because there's a 50-something-year-old guy with Scientology named Alex Jones. I am that man, they say. I'm not, but it doesn't matter. Websites say I have a radio show with the New York Times, or write for the New York Times, a radio show on NPR. It's not true. So what? People say it. People lie. They lie incessantly. And we've tracked it back to government operatives in most cases because they don't want you to have any faith. They want you to think if you start a local community website standing up for freedom and liberty that you're going to be SWAT teamed when you're not. 99% chance. You will definitely live under tyranny if you don't stand up, though. See, because if I can stand up, if I can be for real, if I can stand up and make headway against the New World Order, then we must have hope. Humanity might be able to make a stand against this tyranny. But if the establishment can put out that I'm a Fed, or I work for the Catholic Church, or I work for the Israelis, or I work for Scientologists, or I work for this or that, if the feds can put that out, and we have federal manuals, we have the COINTELPRO manuals, we have what the Southern Poverty Law Center's been caught doing, we know they do this. We have army manuals of how they do this in third world countries. But the good news is it's not working because people have become wise to it. But I will say this again. I can't start all the websites. I can't do everything for you. Don't use Alex Jones as an excuse for not standing up. That either, A, I'm going to save you, or B, if I just did things right, I could save you. Or C, I'm a Fed, so you need to just sit there in your apartment or your house and do nothing. Okay, let's just say I am the ultimate evil. I am the creature from hell. I am the creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm the thing that hides under your bed at night. I am horrible. Let's just establish that I'm horrible, that I am the worst creature on the planet. Let's just establish it. Let's just establish it for everybody. Okay? Now, what are you going to do about auditing and abolishing the Federal Reserve? What are you going to do about stopping the government from attacking Iran and telling them you don't want that to happen and starting World War III? What are you going to do to get them to not start World War III with the Russians, which they've been trying to do with 888? What are you going to do to get fluoride out of your local water supply? Fluoride, the catch-all term, for over 150 chemicals at the minimum, the maximum over 300, that city water supplies add to the water that you drink under the name of dental health. When all the studies show sterilization in all mammal species, in a reduced infertility or increased infertility and sterilization. I mean, that's a subject. See, you don't want to face it, though. And the establishment understands the lazy mind, the drugged out mind, the chemicalized mind, people that want to rationalize, people that want to make excuses, people that don't have faith in themselves, people that don't imagine themselves as leaders. And so, see, if you can just spend all your time saying Alex Jones is bad and Alex Jones is evil, or if you can conversely just say it's one group that runs everything and one group that's evil and then obsess over that all day and attack everyone who doesn't only spend their time attacking one group, if you can do that, you've got people divided and conquered. What I want to do now is I want to play some of the audio clips. I want to play some of the questions that have been coming in the last few days to the listener comment line, and then I'll comment on these in this segment, the next. And then I'm going to continue with Bill, Kevin, Annie, Hartwell, Lynn, and others on the other side as we start the next hour. And then I'm going to break down all the latest financial news, climate gate news, police state news, war news, government takeover of healthcare news. But let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Here it is.
Hey, Alex. This is James from New York. Apparently, they are going to be forcing this bloody climate legislation down our throats, whether we like it or not. Is there any way that we can find out what the heck these people are on? Because, obviously, they don't care about us. I mean, they're shoving it down our throats. The EPA. These are the same people that said it was safe to breathe around downtown Manhattan after 9/11 are now saying that greenhouse gases are the biggest threat. Of course they're the biggest threat if you breathe them in high enough doses. They're right on that, but they're wrong as to the amounts. Okay? Keep up the good work, man. Bye.
Well, actually, if you were breathing 50% carbon dioxide, it wouldn't hurt you, as long as you were getting the rest in oxygen. I mean, a human trace amounts of carbon dioxide that we put off is what, 1/2000th, is the, or less than 1/2000th is the numbers I saw. I mean, it's just so ridiculous when you know basic science. But I have an article here where the IPCC has ruled the sun has, quote, no effect on climate change. I mean, that's as ridiculous as saying water has nothing to do with being with the ocean. I mean, it's just. And yes, the EPA rules that arsenic and cyanide in your water is okay and that melamine is good for babies. Not just bad for them or not just okay. It's good for them. So does the FDA. And yes, they said that, of course, their internal report said this is deadly poison, asbestos, concrete, glass, all these other chemicals. But they said, tell the public it's good. And they said, Sieg Heil. You got a bunch of psychopathic criminals running the system. And you've got a nation of childlike fools that think they're important and powerful, waddling around, having no idea just how serious things are. We'll come back, play some more clips, comment on the listener line.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Alex, I want to know why it is not mentioned anywhere that if health care, they want to control the cost of health care or any other care, that they're measuring the cost in Federal Reserve notes. And if the Federal Reserve notes collapsing, how could they lower the cost of anything? I just wish they would announce that out there, Alex, or you can announce it. If the Federal Reserve note collapses, they can't lower the cost of anything. And it drives me nuts. Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you, and that's a good point. It's all a fraud. See, when you hit the final stages of looting, that's why Bush tripled government in 8 years, and Obama close to quadrupled that in less than a year. So more money than all presidents combined. 43 presidents, back to George Washington. Obama spends more than George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush's daddy, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, LBJ, John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harry Truman, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all the way back through Lincoln and Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson. All presidents combined. He did that 8 months, 8.5 months in. Now we're 11 months in. About to be a year in, January 21st. See, you're hearing that they're federalizing all local police forces. The average cop hadn't been told yet. And they're face scanning you everywhere you go. And they're using spy satellites to track citizens. And that they're building prisons everywhere because that's all that's going to be left. We're going into the worst kind of bondage. So, of course, you're not going to get Medicare or Medicaid. Of course, you're not going to get your Social Security. We're going to be like Argentina when they're done. And your taxes, 90% of it, this is how it works for the IMF and World Bank, will go on interest to banks. And then they're going to get even more debt where you default and they just fully take over everything. And that's already happening with the national parks and the ports. And remember a couple of years ago with Dubai World about to get 26 ports. And Bush said, look, we got to give it to them. They own our dollars. This is all we got left. They took the greatest inventing nation, the greatest savings nation, the most wealthy nation on earth, and we're now the greatest debtor nation in 50 years. That's living under the bankers. And listen, the good times are gone. You think stuff's bad now, just wait. And the mind control is so great, they're going to tell everybody that the economy is wonderful as it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Because the bankers are in control, and no one will stop them. No one will speak out against them. People still only care about Dallas Cowboys. They don't know what a private Federal Reserve is. They don't understand that we are literally in the grip of absolute ruthless criminals who openly admit they're criminals and admit they've set up a paramilitary NORTHCOM police force to suppress the people. I mean, this is an organized criminal heist. And the cops just salute whoever's got a higher level marking on their uniform. We're a very evil country. The nation is very decadent and slob-like, and that's why we're being taken. We're an easy target. We're limp-wristed, pot-bellied ninnies. A bunch of spoiled, decadent fools. And it's over. We're going to get hurt real bad. You understand? Real bad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.